Emotions were high and opinions were many at a public hearing for proposed supportive housing on Keith Road in North Vancouver District. On Tuesday evening, council chambers were packed with community members and advocates who showed up to express their concerns, support or suggestions for the contentious project. If approved, the plan is to build a six-story, 65-studio apartment building at 1200 Keith Road, operated by Luma Native Housing Society. Five of those units are slated for people requiring complex care, which would be supported by Vancouver Coastal Health. Residents in the new building would be those currently living on the North Shore who are at risk or currently experiencing homelessness, according to the proposal. Leading up to the public hearing, district staff held public information sessions, one in person and four online. Staff also collected written submissions, which have been included in a lengthy document along with responses to questions from residents. There's also a petition in opposition to the project circulating online. At the outset of the hearing, Mayor Mike Little warned participants to be mindful that there may be community members in attendance who have experienced homelessness, and to keep commentary respectful. I make that comment because unfortunately the tenor of some of the emails that have been coming in have been pretty disrespectful, he said. The public input period had been robust, said District Planner Tamsin Guppy during an introductory presentation. It was encouraging that nearly all of the feedback mentioned that providing housing for the homeless is important, she added. As of the public hearing, around 19% of submissions were in favor of the project, Guppy said. We had over 50 submissions that were in support. Now that is much less than those who were opposed. But it's a significant number compared to most applications we get, she said. There was also written support from Squawu 7 Meshixwumik, Squamish Nation, Harvest Project, North Shore Neighborhood House, Canadian Mental Health Association, Highlands United Church and Family Services of the North Shore. Most respondents' concerns involved a potential increase in crime and negative impacts to property value in the surrounding area. Statistics show that crime rates drop when people are less desperate, when people have safe homes and have access to food, Guppy said. And services will only be provided to permanent residents of the building, so you don't get that hanging-on effect that you see at some of the other centers, she said. After working on a number of supportive housing projects, Guppy said she's never seen property values drop. BC Housing has actually studied this and can confirm that this does not impact property value, she said. Despite reassurances, many residents remained fearful that building the supportive housing would be harmful to the surrounding community. Lynn Valley resident Jeff Fox likened the new Keith Road project to other housing on the North Shore, including the temporary supportive housing at the former Travelodge on Capilano Road and the emergency shelter and transitional housing on West 2nd Street run by Lookout. Fox echoed complaints from neighbors of the Travelodge site, about open drug use, children finding drug paraphernalia on the ground and increased crime and vandalism in the area. Fox said he recently went by the Lookout facility to take photos that he sent to BC Housing. He said he observed open drug use, residents sleeping in alley, eight residents on street in distress, one bent over in catatonic state, presumably from drug use. These facilities, even though BC Housing claims to be staffed 24/7, contribute to increased cost for RCMP resources, bylaw officers and most importantly create a safety risk for families and children in the surrounding area, he said. Several of the opposing speakers, like Calverhall resident Dan Pulcher, prefaced their statements by recognizing the need to support people experiencing homelessness, but opposed the current proposal at Keith Road, in an area they described as being home to many young families. Proximity of this project to parklands, schools, daycares and cannabis and liquor retailers is an added concern, said Pulcher, who requested the rezoning process be delayed until a number of additional assessments have been completed. Many concerns based on prejudice and fear, MLA says. Speaking over Zoom on maternity leave, North Vancouver Lonsdale MLA Bowen Ma urged mayor and council to push past pressure to stop the project, including public concerns, many of which are based, unfortunately, on prejudice and fear. I'm here to support you in making a positive decision on this project and to, frankly, share the political responsibility of moving forward," Ma said. "There are limited sites for projects like this one, and we need to move ahead. This is the kind of project that saves lives and improves communities for everyone. And I'm extremely hopeful that the compassion of North Vancouver will shine through." Community resident Terry Hendrickson said she was astounded by the fear-mongering surrounding the project. "Let's put this in perspective. We live in a very safe and affluent community. One project is not going to change that," she said. Another speaker, Deborah Buxton, introduced herself as a current resident at the Travelodge site. Buxton said she was shocked the Keith Road development was being opposed. "As a 70-year-old woman who fell between the cracks, I ended up living in a car in North Vancouver for a year," she said. "I learned the hard way just how challenging it is to find housing on my limited pension and with health issues that have made it impossible to work in a real way any longer. While living at the Travelodge has given her a place to stay and a meal every day," Buxton said, "she's recently learned the housing will be replaced by a high rise. I no longer have a car, so I will be on the street or in a tent," she explained. Contrary to perceptions, Buxton said that every concern has been dealt with at the Travelodge, following communication from the community. When she was younger, Buxton said she owned a home in Deep Cove. But when a school was going to be built across the street, she sold it. "So I understand what NIMBYISM is," she said. "We have got to shift and change with the times. Look at people like me that fell through the cracks." Due to the long list of speakers, the public hearing was extended to Wednesday evening, November 22. Questions from council will continue to be answered on December 7, along with opportunities for additional public comment. A proposed date for a final vote on the project has been set for December 11. NLABA at nsnews.com, twitter.com/nick_labba.